Tefila for Life, Shir 698, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Re'eh. We are explaining an important pasuk in Mizmor L'Soida, Boyu Sha'arav B'Soida, Chatzeroysav B'Sila. For the gates, when you come to the gates, you're coming with Haidah, with thanks. When you're going into the Chatzer, that's where Tehillah takes place. That's where this praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a higher form of praise. And let's take a little bit of a different approach, which is very, very important for our attitude in Avodas Hashem in general. How does a person develop the attitude of Haidah, of Tehillah, to feel praise, to feel thanks to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him? What helps us feel it? Outside in the street, there's very minimal activity of praising and acknowledging the Rebbeinu Shalom's tovus that he does for us. It's a lot of koichi v'itzam yadi. There's a lot of human involvement. There's a lot of independence. There's a lot of atheism, unfortunately, out in the street. Very minimal acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, or even in your homes, a person that's home is built on Emunah and Betachin. Inside your home is like a teva. It's protected from the influence of the street, and there you can feel taida, you can feel tehillah. But more importantly, in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. When a person goes into a Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, it influences him. It makes him start realizing the Rebbeinu Shalom. A person gets impacted by going to shul. So another reason why we go specifically to daven and shul, and the poskim say even if a person's davening biyachidus, whatever happened, he came late from a flight, he doesn't have a minyan, he should still daven and shul. And there's a concept in that. Boyu sha'arav b'soida chatzeroysav b'sila. The sha'arim is where you develop feelings of haidah. The chatzeris is where you develop feelings of tehillah, like we discussed in the last shiur. Taida is a lesser level of acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favors. It's just thanks. Tehillah is a higher form. It's praise. It's a higher form of acknowledgement. If you're standing by the shar, if you're standing by the gate, so to speak, you didn't get all the way inside, it's still going to influence you. It's going to be a level of taida. That's where you get a little bit of a glimpse to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you go in, into the Chatzer, the more time a person spends in Chatzeris Hashem, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, or even in your home, if it's built on Emunah and Bitachin, on understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, that is a small form of the Chatzeris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where you develop Tehillah. So the Pasuk is also telling us, not only do we say Haidah and Tehillah, by the Sha'arim and the Chatzeris, we also develop feelings of Haidah and Tehillah by the Sha'arim and the Chatzeris. If a person spends too much time outside the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, he starts losing touch with the concept of Haidah and Tehillah. He starts giving acknowledgement to himself and not to the Rebbeinu Shalom Rechmanu Litzlan. But if you want to be influenced and you want to feel Haidah and Tehillah, go to the Sha'arim, go to the Chatzeris, and that's where the influence takes place.